Hello, people. Welcome to Slick Dog Show. I'm your host, Rich, and today I'm talking about COVID-19. Okay, people, for those who don't know, tomorrow is National Day of Reflection, to be held, obviously, to mark the first anniversary of Britain going to lockdown. And obviously, you know, also to remember the 125,000 people that have died during the COVID-19 last year. Pretty much around the world, everybody's going through the same pain. Not just here in the UK, pretty much around the world. You know, we talk about America, Africa, everywhere. China, I mean, everywhere, pretty much everywhere. I thought today was a good day for me to reflect on that. Obviously, tomorrow is a big day. You know, people will talk about that. I think most people in the UK, most region in the UK will have to observe a 1 minute silence to remember, obviously, the 125,000 people that's died. And for, you know, obviously, also, you know, the thought also for anybody, you know, lost a job or lost businesses. And, you know, you clearly you see what's happening right now in the world, obviously, with mental issues, especially coming from kids and everybody, you know, across. It's been tough. I'm going to talk about me today. And the reason why, people, because I tell you right now, I mean, last year or 2 years before, I wasn't doing podcasts at all. I was not doing podcasts. I started doing podcasts, obviously, during lockdown. I'm not saying that mentally there was something that's, you know, we're going on, but I tell you this, that was crazy. Because remember, people, up to this point right now, we pretty much at home. You know, think about that. You know, you get told you're not allowed to go outside. If you go outside, you can only go for a 1 hour run. That's pretty much a prison. That's how I call that. It was a prison. I mean, they make you feel like you were, you just couldn't do anything. You couldn't do anything that you want. This is tough. I mean, the life we're living at the moment, think about that, people. You're not allowed to see your family. You're not allowed to see your brother, your sister, your mom and dad, or anything like that. You know, you need to create bubble. You need to have a mask. You can't shake people's hand. You know, somebody come to your place now, they need to have a mask. And sometimes, you know, they have to, I mean, it's all about being careful now. There's no trust. It's crazy. We talk about workplace, you know, you can't go to work. And if you go to work, you know, you can't all go at the same time. See, everything changed in people's lives today. And it's been tough. It's been tough for everybody. It's been tough for me. It's been tough for my family. It's been tough for everybody. But at some point in life, and that's the thing about trying, you know, that's the thing about having a minute of silence and having a day to remember all those people or friends and family that we lost as tomorrow, is to find a way to move forward, is find a way to live through that. And I think that's the message that need to be put out there. You know, people suffer so much for the past few months, and people are still suffering right now. As I mentioned before, you know, I'm still on lockdown right here in Scotland, especially in the UK. We're still on lockdown right now. I mean, kids, they're saying kids are going to school, but it's only 4 hours a week, right? You know, nothing pretty much has opened. You know, they talk about May starting to open up again. And we don't even know if we're going on holiday for the summer. So clearly, nothing has changed. I mean, the last report I was reading yesterday or a few days back, and, you know, one thing is, they're talking, I mean, nothing is going to change, at least for the next 3 or 4 years, until everybody across the world have a vaccine. So, people, we're not free. We're just not free. But we have to live through that. And that's the main thing. I think that's the power, that's the message that need to be put out there for everybody out there who's going through the same pain that everybody's going through about the COVID-19. We have to go through that. You still have to live your life. You have to find a way to live through your life. You have to find a way to get out there and do what you need to do. If you have a family, you still have to go out there and fight, get a job and feed your kids. If you're looking for a job, you still have to go out there, you know, to look for a job. You have to fight through that, because that's life. That's basic life. And we all going through the same thing. That's funny, because I'm living here in the UK. I know my mom back in Cameroon is living the same thing over there. I know my brother or my sister in France, she's feeling the same thing over there. I know people, for example, in Spain, people in China, or people everyone in the world, we all living the same thing. This is crazy. Think about that for a minute. I mean, now we live a life where people, if you want to go on a holiday, you need to get an approval, or you might not travel. That's how scary life is right now. Think about that. So many people, they lost life, you know, and that's the difficult part. You know, losing a parent but not be able to be right next to them. That's crazy. But that's life living in right now. We have no choice. We still have to go through that. We still have to fight through that. And that has to be the message. Because everything that I see out there, especially from the media, is telling us how many people are dying every day. You know, you see, you know, the PM going on TV, you see all those scientists telling us exactly what you need to do. But I don't see people getting on those TV or getting on those mic and telling us how we can get through that. What should we do? How do you go about your day to day now? What should you do to get up now and go out there and fight? How can you still make money, you know, through, you know, going through the COVID? Those are the people I like to listen now. And I'm so emotional about that, because we going through so much pain right now. All of us are going through so much pain now. And people are tired. People are tired. You can see that. You can clearly see on people's face, they all tired. Even from kids. I mean, my kids at home all day, every day. They want to go out there. They want to play football. They want to see their friend. This is hard for everybody to go through, mentally and physically. But guess what? This is just life. We still have to go through that. We have to find a way to fight through that. Get through that. And we'll turn the page all the way through. But all I'm looking for here, and I'm looking forward to see at least for the next few weeks or months, is to find out if there's people out there, especially on the TV side, to come out and tell us, okay, guys, I know what's going on, but there's a light at the end of the tunnel. This is what you can do to achieve that. Nobody's talking like that. I'm looking to find all those positive people to come out and tell us what to do. Tell us how to achieve that. And I'm going to tell you right now, people, I'm a very positive guy. I'm a very positive guy. I can tell you that right now. I told you, people, I wasn't doing podcasts before. That was not my thing. Not that I didn't know about that. I knew I could talk about that. But really, you know, 9-to-5 job, really no time, get to the boss, come back home, you know, spend time with my family, go about my business. And that was me. After that, during that lockdown, I find my way. I decided, okay, man, I'm gonna start doing a podcast. I'm gonna start talking to people. I'm gonna start talking about sport. I'm gonna start talking about anything, pretty much about sport. That was my thing, because it was hard. I'll get up in the morning, man. I gotta do my job, my day job, and I'm finding myself, God, I gotta do something, because I felt like I have so much energy on me. I gotta do something. I couldn't go outside. I couldn't do anything. I said, oh, you know what? I'm a sport guy. I love sport. I'm a geek like that. I love that. I'm going to talk about that all the way through. I'm going to find a way. And that's exactly what I've been doing so far, people. Anybody, you know, everybody who's seen my first episode, and I remember friends calling me and saying, man, Rick, what are you doing, man? I said, man, I'm doing a podcast now. And I started off when? Last year, during lockdown. I find my way. And I think everybody out there can find the way. They can find a way they like. They can find a passion, find a way to go through that. There's so many different ways. People are finding different ways, you know, to deal with what's going on right now with pandemic. I tell you right now, people, yes, you know, we lost so many lives. We lost jobs. We lost so many things during the COVID-19. But now people are finding way as well, you know, to get up. People are finding a way now to find a smile. People are finding a way now to adapt to this lifestyle now. People are starting now to make money based on, you know why? Because we're so intelligent. That's what a human being is. Human being, we always find a way. We always find a way. That's the beauty about human being, because you think about that every day. You know you struggle. And I tell you that's the thing about us. That's the thing about human. That's the thing about people. We're very intelligent. We always go through stuff all the time, but we always find a way. So today, I thought it was a good day to talk about that National Day of Reflection. That's going to be tomorrow. And maybe give you my piece as well about, you know, COVID-19. Because I know I'm not on my own here. I know everybody else is feeling the same thing. But guess what? There's always light at the end of the tunnel. Okay, people, that's all I have for you today. Stay tuned on the Steak Talk Show, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Good night.